want to optimize your title on Amazon and generate more sales? Let me show you exactly how to do that in today's video. I'm Josh Hackett, CEO and founder of EHP Consulting Group. Let's dive into title optimization. Number one, your title should explain exactly what your product does and what the benefits are. It should do it right at the beginning of your listing title. Let me give you an example of a good title versus a bad title. So a bad title would be something along the lines of this: Boost Kegel Pelvic Floor Muscle Trainer for Men. This title is a bit vague. It doesn't explain exactly what it does in the first few words. So if I had a friend and they were looking at this, hey, look at this Boost Kegel Pelvic Floor Muscle Trainer for Men. And they're gonna say, okay, it's a muscle trainer, but what does Boost Kegel even mean, right? So it's not a full sentence. It doesn't sound very attractive. You wanna have the item right at the beginning, like this is a good listing right here, and it says pelvic floor muscle trainer. You know exactly what it is right at the beginning. So I see this happening all the time, and this is my first tip, is to make sure that right at the beginning of the listing, it says exactly what your product is. Super simple, but a lot of people do not do it, just like this seller doesn't do it right at the beginning of their listing. Tip number two, a big mistake that I see is putting your brand name at the beginning of the listing. You don't need to do this. It just takes up space. And as you know, humans have a short attention span. So if they see your brand name and it's not related to their product, it doesn't make any sense, they're just gonna move to the next one, right? So as you can see from this, number one seller does not have their brand name anywhere in their title. It only has their brand name on the actual listing and in the images. This helps them gain more traction because nobody really cares about your brand name unless you're a large seller like Nike or Adidas. So skip the brand name, put it on the back end, put it in your bullet points, but don't put it in the title, especially if it's a long brand name. You don't need the brand name in your title. It's just gonna take up a lot of space. If you like this video so far and you learned something new, please do drop a like and subscribe below, and I really appreciate you. Tip number three is to look at how your competitors are staged. So how is their title formatted? That's what I wanna look at for the competitors. So if we look at one of the top competitors, which is this one, you can see right at the beginning, it shows exactly what the product is. It's a pelvic floor muscle trainer, right? Then it explains what it does. It's tightening and strengthening your bladder, right? So you already know what it is and you know what it does right from the beginning. Great way to format your title. After that, it gives you some how it works. It uses weighted exercisers. So now you know how it works. And another benefit is it prevents prolapse. It's a set of six for beginners, so it's for beginners and advanced users, and it also comes with an ebook. This title is stellar, right? You wanna look at your top competitors, see how their title is set up, or just look at this listing and see exactly how this listing is set up on Amazon. Tip number four is to update your title every 90 days. Titles, bullet points, descriptions, almost everything on Amazon is not set it and forget it. You need to update the title on a regular basis. Every 90 days is what my team does, and it should be what your team does as well. So every 90 days, you don't have to completely redo your whole title. I actually don't recommend you completely redo your whole title. I recommend that you update the title with a few keywords. So just look at your top competitors or utilize a tool like AMZ Scout and check out, do a reverse ASIN, or look at your top competitors' listings and see what keywords are they using in their title that you aren't. And simply start changing things around every 90 days. Make sure it keeps the great format that it already has. Make sure it's directly to the point, but start adding in some new keywords and filtering out some old keywords that you're already ranking for. If you don't have a tool for ranking, you could utilize AMZ Scout. And then my last tip, which is tip number five, is to utilize different tools on Amazon. You can do this all manually, which is what I'm showing you today, but there's a faster way to do it. And the faster way is to use different tools, just like AMZ Scout. AMZ Scout's awesome. I love this tool because it has reverse ASIN. It has a keyword tracker, and most importantly, it has a listing builder to help you build the title, the bullet points, the back-end keywords, the description, and all of that good stuff. You can spy on your competitors to see exactly what keywords they're ranking for instead of manually looking at them. I do recommend at least to try these tools. A lot of them are free. There's links in the description, and you can also Google it yourself. You can try them for free. There's like free trials. Highly recommended you at least learn these tools, because I can tell you with certainty, this is what the experts are doing. They're utilizing the tools and then they're double checking manually. So utilize a good tool, double check that it's correct, bada bing, bada boom. And if you did learn something in today's video, again, please do drop a like and a subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. Talk to you soon.